A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi rahman ar-rahim. Highly evolved and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray the peace and the blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad, his companions, the righteous all. Ameen. Dear beloved Muslims, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very joyous and really important time for us here in not only Mount Vernon, but all over New York. We thankful to Allah that Allah saw fit to grace this Musala with our beloved leader, Imam Wahdi Muhammad. Many of us, we know the great work that he's doing in the society throughout the world. And I had told him in the back in the office there that we just wanted to try to reassure him or assure him that we give our support to his leadership. Because we know it's very important. I know the little small position that I have here, if I didn't have the support for the position that I have, we wouldn't make any progress at all. It takes support. And this is the idea or the message that we want to leave with him, regardless of what he have to say to us, we want to leave with him that we support this leadership. We know that there's many people who don't understand or they don't accept Imam Wahdi Muhammad's leadership. So it becomes our position to do the da'wah, go out and do the da'wah, bring them into the understanding of the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. We know that we support the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. That's our leader. But when we can't find the Prophet, then if somebody Allah sends to us to guide us to Siratul Mustaqim, then we have to support that individual. And in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us to be on Siratul Mustaqim. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with a leader here in our midst. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worthy of following that leadership, inshallah. And Imam Wahdi Muhammad, he said he wanted to come up here and he wanted to make dua in this masjid. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah for him. And also we asked him that he would impart some words of encouragement to us, to give us some insight into things that we might not understand, to give us better guidance, and we're going to leave that to him. Whatever he desire, this is what we're going to call Imam Wahdi Muhammad Day, right here at Mount Vernon. Takbir.
Assalamu alaikum. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Dear beloved brothers, Muslims and sisters, we are very happy to be here to join you for the Maghrib prayer and to make a dua here in this masjid and to let you know that we are very happy that you have been here and stayed here and have been determined to progress here and never see the da'wah neglected or abandoned here. So this is the courage and dedication that all of us here in America, in Islam, and moving forward. there are a lot of things I would like to say to you, but this occasion is just a quick visit. No, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and prayers and peace be on him, he's seen in so many roles and so many pictures. We can see the Prophet as a family man, as a leader of the army, and as a one who's given counsel to the whole community, to all segments of the Islamic society, or the community. And we see him as a teacher, we see him as a lover of God's word, as a lover of the beauty of the God's word, the Quran. We see him in so many pictures and so many roles as a human being on this earth. And I think when we don't see him in all of those different pictures and in all of those different positions of responsibility and interest, we don't see him. We have to see him in all of those many pitches that represents his life as a human being, as a human person. And really, his role as a prophet, as the prophet last, not a prophet, as the last prophet of God, or the seal of the prophets, the seal of the prophets and the last of the prophets, when we want to see him as that particular person, we can best see him through the words of Lady Aisha radiallahu anha, may God be pleased with her, when she said, describing him, he was the Holy Quran living and walking in our midst. Praise be to Allah. That's our prophet. And the time of our prophet began really when Allah made him, called him up from his bed, called him up from his wraps, and said, rise and warn, rise and convey the message. From that time on, he's been the last prophet. The last prophet. He's been Allah's last prophet. But we are coming close to the time, in my opinion, we're coming very close to the time when this prophet is going to be the leader of humanity on this earth. Yeah. This prophet is going to be the leader of humanity on this earth. And that means that Islam is going to come to that fulfillment that God promised, that this religion shall become the most prevalent of the religions. It's going to become the most prevalent of the religions. It's going to be seen and recognized more so than any other religion. We come into that right now. We're in that time now. In that time right now. When non-Muslims who feel responsible for the state of their world, the state of their societies, feel responsible for doing something to influence the direction for the better, for man on this earth, for society on this earth, are studying the Prophet. They are studying the Prophet. They are studying the Quran. They are not stupid people. They are not just looking to their own resources. They are studying the resources beyond their resources to find answers. And they are just respecting God's will. They are trying to respect God's will. They are trying to respect truth. And they are trying to respect the sacred life of humanity. And they don't care whether you're Muslim or not. They don't care whether it's the Bible or the Quran. They just want to turn to sources that they believe in or they have faith in and get the best for the present and the future of humanity on this earth. And when they do that more, Allah says, why do they not research the Quran? So that's just Allah invite them to research the Quran. Why don't they research the Quran? And when you go among learned scholars in Islam today, you find that they have a much broader concept, much broader understanding or perception and understanding of this religion than most people. See, most of us, we don't have the broad understanding that the very learned in Islam have, many of them. And they will tell you that Islam is just like science in a way. You tell the student in science to study, but then you tell him also to experiment. Now, I don't mean we experiment with Islam in the loose sense or in the loose meaning, in loose meaning. No, we have the sacred respect for the Word of God. But it means explore it. Explore it. And even the newcomer, he can take his shahada if he wants right now, or he can just move on his interest in Islam and can actually begin doing salat, haven't even taken shahada. He actually can be doing, start doing salat when the month of Ramadan comes. I think I want to fast the month of Ramadan. He can join us in the fast of the month of Ramadan. and doesn't have to declare his shahada or his faith. Islam is a religion that invites us not only to accept it, but it invites us to experience it and then accept it after you have been convinced. Isn't that a wonderful religion? This is Islam. And I think this is the message we should be giving the people more. Let them know that if you're interested in Islam, you don't have to declare yourself a Muslim. You have to try it. See how you like it. Yeah. And then if you like it, after 2 or 3 years, you like it, or after 2 or 3 months, you like it, and you feel moved to take your shahada, let us know. Yes. You know, when I was first moved to say to the believers, let's remake the world, I only had a spirit to say that. Now I have a determination. Now I have a determination. Yes, praise be to Allah. And if we keep working in sincerity and not holding back, asking Allah to help us when we are weak, to strengthen us and keep us moving forward, in a very short time, we're going to see big changes on this earth. Big change. We're already seeing big changes. We're going to see even bigger changes. Bigger changes. I can't tell you everything, but they invite me in very high quarters now. And we are talking and we are getting a lot of support. And they are not speaking to us as fathers. They're speaking to us as brothers. And they're inviting our hand. They're inviting us to join with them to help make this world a better world. Yes. And they're wanting a situation where we can have interchange and exchange of knowledge and help each other. And this is what we want. One of our great leaders once said that he hoped for the day when his people, the African people, some think he was talking about the African Americans, but no, he was talking about the whole African family tree. All of us all over this earth, wherever we are, in Africa, in the Caribbean, wherever we are, he hoped that the day when we would rise up and join the constellations of the heavens. That day is here. That day is here. Yes. That day is here. When we are now being invited to rise up to the top leadership on this earth and have a place among them and sit and join at the table of council, table of counsel, and help them form ideas and direction for society, for man on this earth. So we are included now. We are definitely included. And it's not me, it's us. That's right. Because I don't represent anything by myself. I represent only something when I'm seen with you. That's what makes me who I am. And that's how they accept me. That's what attracts them to me, that I belong to you and I have evolved with you. And you support me, and that makes me great. Praise be to Allah. Yes, and Allah is with us because we are sincere. We are not fakes. We are not fake. Nope. Ain't a day in my life I was faking, unless I was trying to divert something away that was in the way, you know. So sometimes you get attention off of what you're doing when the wrong person looking. You will fake. Yeah. So if I was faking, I was faking as a boxer. You know, you might fake. Yeah. But the fight was real. So thank you very much, and happy to be here with you. And we pray to be together at more occasions and bigger occasions. And we're looking forward now to the National Convention. We think it's going to be the biggest ever. As-salamu alaykum.